Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
We can expect it to be partly cloudy this morning, and that will be over the southern parts of Gauteng, as well as Mpumalanga and the southern eastern areas of the northwest. Hot over the Limpopo, the Mpumalanga Lowveld and parts of the northwest. And there is a warning. That's for extremely high fire danger conditions over the Limpopo Valley and the western Bushveld. Pretoria today up to 28, Joburg 26, Mbombela 33, Emalahleni 29, Polokwane 30, and Rustenburg up to 32 degrees.
In Pretoria, that collision on the N1 northbound after a ride Avenue. That's causing delays there. You can also expect delays on the N4 Witbank Highway westbound towards the N1 highway.
Communications and Digital Technologies Deputy Minister Monlegu Ngubele says Treasury wants more proof that the post office would not be a drain on the fiscus once it got a bailout. Earlier this month, post office bosses warned that it could run out of money by next month and that they would be forced into liquidation unless the post office gets 3.8 billion rand government bailout or guarantee. Ngubele told Parliament that the bailout would not come arbitrarily. And Zimbabwe's Wildlife Authority has defended its plan to cull 200 elephants to ease pressure on drought-strained resources. The organisation told AFP this first cull in about 35 years in Zimbabwe is necessary as the country is struggling to cope with an overpopulation of the massive animals, along with a withering drought that has left thousands facing food shortages. The elephant meat will be distributed to people in need of food aid, and the tusks will join a stockpile of 130 tonnes of ivory. I'm Khadija De Souza. More news at 8.
Well, let's start with not great news for young Sasha Feinberg-Ngomezulu, who will need surgery after suffering a knee injury, which will keep him sidelined for at least a month. After naming his team to tackle Los Pumas, Rassie Erasmus yesterday revealed that Sasha will be available for the box in the November tour of the UK. But you can hear that the entire saga has really grated the coach, and he does strain because he's not feeling very well, and he apologized for his voice. But if you listen to what Rassie says, you can hear that Sasha's in a bit of trouble.
He injured his knee before the first test match against All Blacks. He played in that game, and then the Wednesday, the next week, I asked him why he's limping, and he said no, he injured his knee last week. That's what our players must understand. When a young guy, we have respect for everybody, but we must be honest when it comes to injuries.
So basically, he didn't tell the coach that he was carrying this knee injury, aggravated it because he played back-to-back test matches.
Naughty.
And now he's out for a month, which has happened so many times before. Well, selection-wise, Salman Morant is back to captain a Bok team that features 10 changes for their penultimate rugby championship clash on Saturday. And though he won't be playing, Siya Kolisi is also in Argentina, but merely as injury cover and also to aid the coaches, so he'll be a water boy. The International Cricket Council has announced record prize money of more than £6 million, or 135 million rand, for next month's T20 World Cup. It's more than double the prize money of the previous tournament, and the winners will take away over 50 million rand, 135% increase on the money received by 2023 champions Australia. And Bayern Munich became the first team to score 9 goals in a game in modern Champions League as the new format kicked off yesterday. They hammered Croatian champions Dinamo Zagreb 9-2 at the Allianz Arena. Plenty more to come in the Champions League today, including a rematch, Manchester City versus Inter Milan, rematch of the 2023 final. I'm Paul Anjinga, and that's your Jack of Sport.
Hey, you. This is an amazing radio station. I just love you guys to bits.
We're the station.
This will always be my favorite music station.
That sounds like you.
You can't be shit, I'm an early bird. It's 10 o'clock before I say a word. Baby, I can never tell. How do you sleep so well?